Blog Talk Radio.
So glad you're here.
Whoa, whoa. Yeah. Where? Holy Spirit just moved. Oh, yeah. Hey, Holy Spirit just moved. Why be the camp? 2x2 the movement. Let's go. I wanna know your name, know your name, know your name, know your name. I wanna know your name, know your name, know your name, know your name. I wanna know your name.
I really wanna get to know his name. Not just for what season, like Christmas or holidays. I heard his name is Jesus, name higher than every name. And he can't be born and died for sins. What time to blame, since that's the case, and what a shame. That people nowadays, not even thinking of him. They living for selfish gain. Instead of hearing Jesus is the reason for the season, which is truth. I'm hearing about a man with toys, the clowns on roofs. Give him the boot. Now can you please remind me, what's a Santa Claus to a rockabye baby? I mean rockabye baby. Since a man now we're not a baby. You know he died, but he rose up. Now lift his name up. His name's Emmanuel, I swear no hell won't even touch it. That's the end of discussion. I wanna know his name, let my life be show and tell. So you can tell I know him well, it's in his name. I believe,
know
yeah,
your name,
whoa,
know
whoa.
Your name, know your name, know your name. I wanna know your name.
Hello and welcome to the show. This is Madeline, your host of Soul Real with Madeline, where we're keeping it real daily, creating greater lifestyles by changing our status and raising our standards. That was Quincy Howard, my son. 2x2, they have a single out, Wanna Know Your Name, and Bumping Jesus on My Radio. So those are his two singles, and I'm pushing in to encourage him to continue to do things that are lifting up the name of Jesus. We do kingdom building here. And today we have another phenomenal woman who is with us, starting out with our 2022 lineup of awesome ladies. Last week we had Miss Jimmy Edmond, and she came to share with us about the healthy and wellness holistically, and insurance and life insurance and finances. And so today we have Miss Sharia Stallings. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for that grand old welcome, Madeline. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for the invite.
You are more than welcome. I appreciate you coming and sharing with us. Y'all, this lady is full of information. I'm going to just tell you, you know, we real talk here. We all like to talk about how to get to our next. I'm going to be this. I'm going to be that. I'm going to do this. New Year's resolutions, and y'all, most of y'all probably have sat down and forgot all about it, and that little piece of paper is shriveled up in the corner somewhere. So Miss Stallings is going to help us to be inspired. She has an She Soars is her organization. And so, Sharia, tell us, how did She Soars come to be? How did that get birthed?
Well, just to take a step back, Madeline, thank you for that question in terms of how I birthed She Soars. By nature, I am affectionately known as the cheerleader for Christ, and I've been working for the past 20 years in women's ministry in my church at the local level, and then we also have a district. And with that, I wanted to go beyond the four walls and take my skill set that I do in business as well as in ministry, because I really desire to encourage others with hope and truth, and to help them launch their businesses and their projects and their ideas. And that's how She Soars was originally birthed. And we are a transformational leadership and professional development organization that is focused on helping women identify any blind spots that create barriers and stumbling blocks that would impede upon their success. So She Soars was birthed out of me just wanting to go beyond the four walls of ministry and really support women. And I do have men clients as well, but, you know, mostly women, because it is She Soars, you know, so support women and, you know, in promoting their just living and winning both professionally as well as personally.
Mm-hmm. That's really good, because I like what you said with beyond the four walls. I mean, we get so caught up in serving in our church homes, in those four walls, that we, when we come out, it's like you don't know what to do if we're not in that structured setting, you know, of what to do. So I think one thing with this coronavirus and pandemic, it has increased and enhanced us to open our eyes to see God is it everywhere. He's not just in those four walls.
Amen.
And your ministry
Amen.
Is within you. So teaching
Amen.
Them professional development, let's talk about that for a second. What are some of the things that you feel are the key points for having professional development?
And so thank you. So in terms of key points, one of the things usually when I find that people are looking to launch their business, they want to, you know, if they're starting a bakery or something, they want to, you know, put the keys in the door and they want to start the daycare, start the bakery, start whatever business it is, right? Whether it's brick and mortar, whether it's online. And what I do, you know, what we do within She Soars, we take a step back, Madeline, because I find, I don't know if you ever read a book, it's called Men Are Like Waffles and Women Are Like Spaghetti. And basically, the overall premise of that is that men compartmentalize things. And of course, this is a broad stroke. There's always some exceptions and outliers to this, but men have the ability to compartmentalize things. Many things can be going crazy at home. However, if they're in the office or they're running their business, they're going to deal with that later. If they're at work and they're running projects and they're doing business and the wife calls and say, Johnny Ray is driving me crazy, you know, he'll say, I'll deal with Johnny Ray when I get there. And she'll say, wait till your daddy get home. But then he still have compartmentalized it and left it right there. But women, we're like spaghetti. And so usually if something is going on in family, you know, at home, wherever, that even when we're at, whether it's in our careers or within our business, it continues to show up. It shows up. It's all intertwined. So going back to the key point, I deal with the whole person. Because I usually find that when women hit blind spots, or they're too afraid to jump, or they're risk adverse, they don't want to take certain risks, 90% of that actually have nothing to do with the business in and of itself. It's usually a blind spot or a barrier that's actually outside of the business. And so I found within She Soars that we needed to deal with the whole person, with the total woman. So I call my transformational leadership, I said She Soars is the ultimate transformation and leadership and professional development organization with a B12 shot of therapy. We deal with mind, body, and soul.
Mm-hmm. And that's important because you can get to the place where you get overwhelmed as women. I agree with that. We have so many irons in the fire, and to compartmentalize mm-hmm. our lives is really a challenge. You got, like you said, you got little Johnny, you got baby Sally, and you got the husband, you got the job and the boss, you got that worker that's all over the place, and then you're trying to still do your something along with the ministries that you participate with at your church.
Absolutely.
That is really great, dealing with the whole woman. And it is therapy. It is therapy because some people will come and they need to just have a place to put some stuff, just even if it's just talking about it for a second. So I
and
like
Madeline,
that.
And it's like, yes, and if I can add, right, ultimately, She Soars, our ultimate focus and goal is for everyone who comes through our organization and they participate in our workshops or at events or at our retreats. The ultimate goal is all about winning in life, both personally mm-hmm. and professionally, and building a lasting legacy. We have a retreat that I call BALL, build a lasting legacy. So everything is, and, you know, we may play around with some words and say, hey, how do you bowl? How do you bowl, Madeline? How do you bowl in terms of what is your purpose? And, you know, what is your purpose? How are you looking to build a lasting legacy? So everything we do is about introducing programming and meaningful conversation. Sometimes we just got to have the conversation that will allow the women to laugh, play, thrive, and soar. It's all about winning. It's all about winning in life.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, some of those meaningful conversations are hard conversations and stuff that people might not want to discuss.
I'm glad you said that.
Talk about, but it's holding you back. You know, that's holding you back. Yeah. So what about those hard conversations? Do you have many of those, or do you recommend that you deal with that?
I am so happy you brought this up. This is a great. So I actually launched during the pandemic. It's online, and we have it quarterly. It's called Confrontation. So instead of confrontation, it's a play on words, confrontation.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, it's a lively environment. It's filled with a diverse group of individuals who are respectfully passionate about dissecting topics that may trigger some and challenge others. And I often find at times, Madeline, that even within the church community, that we have a hard time of really playing out what does it mean to truly leave your gift at the altar, to be reconciled with your brother or be reconciled with your sister. So this is what confrontation does. We empower the women with the tools to have those challenging conversations with people. And we're not talking about an enemy or somebody they're having, you know, they don't get along with. We're talking about having these confrontations, right, with the people that you love and care about and or within the body of Christ. And Madeline, it's funny, and I don't know if you have experienced this, and in my experience, I've seen people in general within the body of Christ, they would go, you know, I went to my brother and my sister. They had the courage to have the conversation, leave their gifts and have the conversation. And I went to them, and I said to them, Madeline, whatever it is that I've done to you, please forgive me. And that's it. And then if you're still upset, Madeline, you know, I'm over here with another group saying, well, you know, I already apologized to her. So if she's still holding a grudge, that's on her. But I never gave you the opportunity to tell me and to open up, to be open, to have the discussion, to say how, you know, for you to express how you was offended, which means that if I don't know what it is, I can fall in error of doing it again. And another thing that I saw is that people who just don't want to have the confrontation, and they will go, you know what, I'm just going to give it to God. He knows. But that's not what the Bible says, right? It says leave your gifts at the altar. And it didn't say if you have a problem. It said if you think, you know, that there is an ought to leave your gifts at the altar and be reconciled. But I'm finding in this life that's challenging, having those hard conversations, you know, because the goal, see, and that's another thing, it's the goal, and I'm going to stop because I could go off on a tangent on this Madeline.
You're
that
great. Yes.
And if the goal, if we really check our motives and our intentions, that if I'm coming to you, Madeline, to have a conversation, my goal is not to be right. My goal is to reconcile. And if we go to our brothers and sisters with the intentions on having the ministry, with the ministry of reconciliation, so much more healing would take place within the body of Christ, within spouses, within siblings, with parents and their children, if it's all about reconciliation and not me walking away, you know, with the premise of I'm right and you're wrong.
That is so true. Now, I'm glad you brought up the reconciliation, because so many times that, too, is one of the holdbacks of God releasing what he has for you because of the unforgiveness. Because reconciliation is just simply forgiveness to confront. And I'm glad that you brought that up, because that is so challenging for a lot of women to let go of some things that hurt them. And a lot of times I hear a lot of motivational speakers do the why and what hurt you. But I feel like the focus on what healed you, what helped you, would be more effective, because that forces you to move past, like you're saying, all of those things of motivating you to your positive, because you get stuck in that negativity. So tell us about your voice of your vision. What is that?
Repeat that again, Madeline.
The voice of your vision. Share with us a little bit about what your vision for this year. Like, what are you going to do to make your voice loud and clear for your vision?
So 2022 is all about being renewed. It's all about the resiliency, bounce back, and to recover.
That's
and
good.
That has been my focus for this year. And you heard me say that I am affectionately known as the cheerleader for Christ. And usually when people hear cheerleader, Madeline, they think about like the pom-poms and the rah-rah. But there's something deeper to that. When you see a cheerleader on a team, they are cheering for the team no matter what is up on the scoreboard. They are cheerleading for the team could be getting slaughtered, and they're still like, you can do it. Yes, you can. Because what it is, they're not cheering for what's on the board. They're cheering because of they know the potential and the winner that resides in the inside of the person. I am an optimist. I'm a realist optimist. An optimist realist, meaning that I am optimistic, but I can respect and accept things as the way they are. However, or in addition to that, is that for the cheerleader to be able to cheer regardless to what's on the scoreboard. That allows me, and I'm thankful to God, to be able to see people the way he sees them, even if it haven't yet manifested. And that's what makes me a cheerleader for Christ, a cheerleader for the betterment of people, a cheerleader for women. And I'll say this and stop, that when it comes to women, we have to make this thing personal. When I say that I'm a lover of people, Madeline, there has never been a woman on the face of this earth that I've met that I could not identify with, because either she represents where I used to be or she represents where I am right now. She represents where I could have been if it wasn't for God's grace and his mercy, or she represents where I aspire to be. So when I look at a woman from those lenses, I always could see pieces of me in the eyes, in the life of someone else that I encounter. And so the goal and the vision, even as I say 2022, where it's all about being renewed, it's about resiliency, the restoration, the bounce back, is not to lose sight that we're pieces of each other. This is why I could stand on a platform and say, she soars. Because I believe no matter what phase or stage that a woman may be.
Wow, that is powerful. And I'm loving how you said what you could have been. Like that
what
was,
I could have been, we forget about that.
What I could have been. So tell us next, where you're going to be cheering next and sharing your vision. Do you have a next where you're going to be so we can tune in to that particular show or episode? And how can we get in touch
happening.
With you?
Yeah, so you can, I have a couple of, my website is shesoars.com. You can always reach me at, on my Facebook, which is facebook.com. The handle is shesoars. You can email me at wesoar@shesoars.com. And we can connect definitely that way. I have a few things coming up that I would keep live and posted on my socials. I have a couple of different, I do radio, I have speaking engagements. But what I would like to highlight, I actually have another round table discussion that, you know, group of ladies, you're more than welcome to come and you know, kind of like rip apart and deal with those challenging conversations. Is exciting. It's so invigorating.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have a workshop coming up in late March called Operation 1440. And Madeline, 1440 is representative of the number of minutes that we have in a 24-hour period. So that means if God blesses each and every one of us to wake up this morning, you have the same 1440 that I have. So depending on how I use it, how I maximize it, is going to determine how my tomorrow, my next week, my next month, and my next year is. So within this workshop, Operation 1440, we take a 360 view into our life to create intentions, accountability, and processes, and the result is all about abundance. We also create additional revenue streams while developing and growing our business, our projects, and our ideas. So definitely look out for that, and it'll all be posted, and I'll keep you posted as well, of course.
Absolutely. So we can all share that. And so, ladies and gentlemen, those of you who are in the So Real with Madeline group, you guys know I will definitely be putting this information in the feed. And so if you know friends that would like to participate or something that you feel that they need, please have them friend request. You know we're faith-based, so don't have people coming up in there getting upset and mad, talking about y'all too churchy. We are strictly here for you to live out the plan that God has for you. We are here to encourage you to be powerful women of God, not just in words,
Amen.
But in deeds. So we have about 4 minutes left. So just could you give us a word of encouragement to those out there who are just not quite sure if they can step out on that faith that they have, that it's strong enough, but that mustard seed is faith is pretty much all they need. But what words of encouragement would you give to them?
Well, something that I really live by, Madeline, usually, I talk to so many women in this journey called life that are so talented that God has given each and every one of us gifts, talents, and abilities. And they have these wonderful, wonderful dreams. And the graveyard is filled with all these dreams that has never been manifested. And so what I would like to tell everyone on the line, that dreams that are not worked on are only wishes. And dreams and a dream without a plan will surely turn into a nightmare. You got to have a plan. You got to, literally write the vision. Write the vision. Write the vision. This development plan, make it plain. And I like the words that I heard of Thomas Edison, late Thomas Edison. He said, I am not a failure. I just found 10,000 ways that do not work. Do not get discouraged if you find that something, an idea you had, it didn't turn out the way that you wanted to or it didn't work. Tweak it. Go back in. God promised that he would give us witty ideas. So for some of the women that are still standing on the ledge, I am telling you now to just jump. I don't care if you're not on the social media, jump. Hit that record button. Make that video. Launch that business. Just launch that business, that project, an idea. Launch. And at the end of the day, you can always email me. Reach out to me. I guarantee you I will help you launch. I will help you grow. But just jump. We want each and every one of you. And then we want you to play hard, and we want you to work hard.
Absolutely. So, ladies and gentlemen, we have been listening to Sharia Stallings. And she is the founder of She Soars. And once again, you can get in touch with her with shesoars.com. That's S-O-A-R-S. Those of you who don't know, it's okay. We don't mind spelling on here. But we want you to get it right.
So
we want you to go to the right place. So, and that's Sharia, S-H-E-R-I-A, Stallings, S-T-A-L-L-I-N-G-S. Of course, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/Soul Real with Madeline, and her name is spelled there, and I will definitely be putting in other information to connect with her. So make sure you stay tuned and watch Facebook, connect with her so that you can participate with Operations 1440. And go to her Facebook page, She Soars, and make the connection, you guys. As we were talking about earlier, collaboration is so important. And I had another friend of mine who he does trainings, but he said collaboration, it can change situations. It can change the way we see business. It can change it and shift your something into something even greater. So this is Madeline Bass, your host of Soul Real with Madeline, where we keep it real daily, creating greater lifestyles by changing our status and raising our standards in Christ. And I'm saying happy Monday to you. Start the week out. Get your dose of greatness and move forward. Make it happen. Don't just listen. Put it to work. Activate your powerful something that God has created in you. May God bless you. May he keep you. Today's guest, Sharia Stallings, has been here with us, and we thank you once again for joining us, and we hope that you will return, and we hope that you have an awesome Monday. God bless, and may he keep you. Have a great night.
Whoa, whoa. Yeah. Where? Holy Spirit just moved. Oh, yeah. Hey, Holy Spirit just moved. Why be the camp? 2x2 the movement. Let's go.
I wanna know your name, know your name, know your name, know your name, know your name. I wanna know your name, know your name, know your name, know your name. I wanna know your
hello,
name.
Hello, y'all. I really want to get to know his name. Not just for a season like Christmas or holidays. I heard his name is Jesus, name higher than every name. And he can't be born and died for sins. We're trying to blame since that's the case, and what a shame. That people nowadays, not even thinking of him, they living for selfish gain. Instead of hearing Jesus is the reason for the season, which is truth. I'm hearing about a man with toys and clowns on roofs. Give him the boot. Now can you please remind me? What's a Santa Claus to a rockabye baby? I mean rockabye baby. Since a man now, we're not a baby. You know he died, but he rose up. Now lift his name up. His name's Emmanuel.